We get set for tonight's postgame coaches show, now presented by Bearings, as head coach Bob McKillop gets set to sit down with us. And coach, this game at one point, the Cats down 17 points. You fight back, but it seemed like throughout the night, the offense just struggled with continuity.
We did, and give Richmond tremendous credit for that. They played a sloughing man-to-man defense that invited us to take three-point shots instead of driving it and throw it into the post. And when we did throw it into the post, it became very crowded in there, and that's a credit to them.
That first half, two coach, turnovers were an issue, and it really put your defense in a tough spot transition-wise.
You know, anytime you have a pick six turnover, there's just no defense for it. We did do a terrific job on the glass. We fought on the glass, but you just can't make turnovers. You can't miss threes, and we just need to get more shots in the paint than we got tonight.
And, Coach, three-point shooting, just 8 of 33 for the Cats. Was that more their defense, or is it one of those things where we've had trouble explaining the reason why a lot of these threes, decent looks, are not falling?
You know, the last thing you want to tell a great shooter is to, you know, pass up a great shot. And I thought almost every three-point shot we took tonight was a great look. And I'm befuddled as to why we're not knocking them down. And, you know, it then became a game in which we did fight back. We did fight back, and, you know, we did send them to the line. And I think they shoot 86 or 87% from the line. They did that tonight. They made 15 of 16 from the line. And, you know, you just have them miss one or two of those in a one-on-one situation, and not that big of a deficit. You know, a six-point game, yeah, and they were in control for a great part of the game, but we didn't stop fighting.
On the other side, Coach, they had some looks beyond the arc that were really good looks, and they were able to knock those down. So was that just struggling to get around some of their screening on the perimeter? What was occurring?
Well, they're a very efficient offensive team. I think they have statistics that clearly demonstrate that. And they shot 41% from the three, and they had been shooting 30%. But, you know, they made two of them against our zone that we just were out of position in the zone, and it was those two that pushed it back up over the double-digit lead.
I want to touch on John Axel Goodmanson tonight. Not as efficient offensively, but when you look at his other numbers, he was all around the basket, 16 rebounds. 10 of those came in the first half. He also added 7 assists and 2 steals.
You know, John is a fighter, and he gave us emptied his tank for 38 minutes, and I thought Carter and Kellen did the same thing, and very, very thrilled with the way they fought. I thought Bates Jones and I thought Nelson Bochy, Yadam did a great job of fighting throughout the game. We just didn't have enough firepower to handle their offensive onslaught.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. It is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Bearings.com.